Good evening and welcome to Financial Intelligence. I'm Louisa Stevens. Last week, I introduced the subject of financial intelligence. And before I wanted to go into the topic of how you become financially intelligent and start creating the financial future that you want, I challenged you to go and think about, what you want your future to be like and to start designing the life that you want to live. But, some people came back to me and said, I'm not quite sure what I want to do. I haven't thought about that. And if you look at the average person today, that sort of comment makes sense. A lot of us have a job. We're so caught up in making a living, working every day from early in the morning until very late at night. Those days of having an 8-hour day are gone. I know for sure that when I was working full-time in corporate, my normal day was typically 11, 12 hours, and sometimes I even had a 16 or 18-hour day. And even sometimes when it was really, really bad, I had to sleep in the office. Well, it wasn't sleep, it was work through the night, but you get the drift. So we're so busy earning that living in order to put our children through school, to pay for that mortgage, to make sure that the bills are paid, that we forget to have a life. With the advent of technology, even those sacred weekends are gone. Often, you have to jump every time your mobile device buzzes in order to make sure that you answer that email or text that comes from your boss. So your free time is not even your free time anymore. So how do you then start dreaming again and start identifying what are the things that matter to you? Well, this means that you need to start becoming the child again and start finding the things that excite you again. If you had to spend an hour and flip through your favorite magazine, it does not matter which. Actually, the type of magazine that would be your favorite magazine would actually indicate where your interest lies. What are the things that make you smile? What are the things that make you want to pause and actually want to learn more about those things? Those are typically the first things that would be the things that you'd want to do if you had extra time that you did not need to actually spend in a job. What are the hobbies that you had as a child that you actually enjoyed a lot? And when you have your free time and you're scrolling through TV, what are the things that you like to see? What jumps out at you as an activity that you'd want to participate in? Because remember, when you've created your ideal life, you don't want to be a spectator. You want to be an active participant that is going out there and enjoying new experiences, meeting new people, seeing new places, and adding more to your life. So there are typically a number of areas that one can start to explore in order to identify what are the things that we want to spend doing when we've got the flexibility in terms of the time and money to do what we want. The first thing is, as a family, who do you want to spend your time with? So are you spending enough time with your mother, your father, your in-laws, your siblings? Do you have time to actually sit down in the middle of the day and have a cup of coffee with them at 10 o'clock in the morning to find out how they're doing? Now that is a little bit tricky because then that is a two-way street. It means liberating yourself as an individual from the activity that you do to earn an income and also working with the people who are part of your life so that they don't have to be dependent on a job. Now, maybe you might meet the person who needs to earn the money to support everyone in order to liberate everyone, but it's up to you. That's for you to look at and discuss with your family. Well, the second thing is, what are the things that you enjoy as a family? Do you enjoy going to watch sports? Do you like cultural activities, so watching plays, musicals, going to theme parks, traveling around and seeing new places to create new experiences for you as a family. Now, when I created my dream life, travel featured quite highly on that list because I really, really enjoyed travel. I really like enjoying, learning new cultures, meeting new people, and seeing new places. Perhaps that is something for you. One of the things that I really, really enjoy is art. I enjoy, as part of travel, it so happens that it works quite well together, is actually seeing new artists buying artwork whenever I travel. And one of the things that I want to be spending more time in is on my artistic side, painting, drawing, and that sort of thing. You know, that is something that I used to enjoy quite a lot. When I was in school, I spent quite a lot of time painting and became adept in oil painting, watercolors, pastels, and so forth. But, you know, these days, I don't really have much time for these things because it takes time to actually invest in creating a masterpiece that you can actually put up on your wall. I don't think today I still have a portfolio out of the many paintings that I had because so many people who were my friends and family wanted a piece of what I'd created. Now that is something that is I'm very passionate about that I want to do. Music. For me, music is something that is very important to me. I used to be a pianist. I played piano for about 5 years when I was in school, and it's something that I wanted to carry on doing. But my dream is a little bit bigger than just playing piano. I wanted to have a grand piano, and that means I have to have a grand house that can house a grand piano and play, you know, in order to relieve stress, play when I'm happy, and just create an atmosphere. Now, that is some of the things that I enjoy, and of course, there are many, many things. There is sport. You know, there is spending time with people who are in need, spending time with charities, and actually creating a difference in other people's lives. Spending time with young people and mentoring them and helping them and directing them and guiding them to create the life that they need. It's one of the many things that are there, but if you spend a little bit of time and just brainstorming and exploring with your loved ones to see what are the things that you enjoy doing together, that then you can start working towards something rather than just working to pay the bills on a monthly basis. I hope that is useful to you. And next week, when we start exploring what are the things that you can start doing to creating the financial freedom to do the things that you want, you will have something that you're working towards, something that is the goal that will drive you to work towards your dreams. Wishing you financial intelligence, and I look forward to seeing you next time. It's Louisa Stevens signing off. Goodbye.